your professional business uniform. The Defence Force has a uniform, the police have a uniform, the airlines have a uniform, top level professional businesses have a uniform. You probably had a school uniform. So why do they exist? I figured this out pretty early in my life. I was on my first flight to the USA at 18 years of age, got off at JFK Airport in New York City and got into a strange car with a strange person. And back then, New York was not a safe city to be wandering around by yourself. And I realized as I was driving along the motorway into the city of New York, into Manhattan, that the reason I got into this strange car with this strange person was because the car was wearing a uniform and so was the driver. It was a yellow cab and the driver was wearing a uniform. Uniforms create trust. We believe that if the business has gone to the effort of dressing like professionals, they must be more trustworthy. And there's lots and lots of research that's been done on that. So what kind of uniform will you have in your professional business? And it's been interesting as a fitness professional that the first and number one thing to do with your uniform is to make sure that it stands for who you are. So I always ask people to pick five words to describe you as a person, what you want your reputation to be, what words people would use to describe you after they've met you or when they meet you for the very first time. And of course, when you're in business and you're wearing a uniform, your uniform could be the very first impression that you share with people. So in the fitness profession, for me, it was really interesting because I started off wearing what everybody else did, which was shorts and a t-shirt and singlets and active wear and active shoes. And I looked like everybody else. And people don't take you too seriously when you're wearing a tracksuit or shorts or a singlet. When I changed my professional uniform to be a business suit, so when I went to business events, when I was at the health club, when I went to conferences, when I went to the supermarket, when I went to the petrol station, instead of wearing shorts and a t-shirt, I was now dressed in a suit with my name badge and the name of my health club on my suit. It was really interesting how people took me more seriously. And that's really easy in the fitness profession because nobody wears a suit, so it's really easy to stand out, be unique and be different. So the first thing to consider is what am I going to do completely different to what everybody else is doing so that my uniform stands out from the crowd? Number two, my uniform is a reflection, is representative of who I am and what my business does. So if you have five words to describe yourself, tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional, which are mine, then obviously my uniform needs to be representative of the person that I am and the kind of business that I am representing. So that's an easy way to choose. How do I put my uniform together? What would a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person wear everywhere they go? And that's the really cool thing about a uniform. You don't then dress for where you are. You dress for who you are, and your uniform is representing who you are and what your business stands for. So wherever you go, you get really excited about it. I always find it really interesting when people wear Nike or Adidas or Dolce & Gabbana or Giorgio Armani or Hugo Boss on their t-shirt or on their tracksuit pants, but they don't wear their own name badge from their own business or they don't wear their own logo from their own business. So that we're happy to promote other people's businesses, but what about ours? So your uniform then can be a marketing tool for your business. And how do you make that happen? Really simple process. People remember your uniform, and marketing is everything we do to attract people into our business, including our uniform. So how do you make a uniform become a marketing tool? Obviously, you need to put on your uniform what your business does. So there's a couple of things. Obviously, have a name badge. And rather than just have your name on there, put something unique and different. So something that people will go, oh, what's that all about? So I've got a name badge that says Glowy Rowy. I've got a name badge that says Results Rowy. And my byline is helping people have a career that they love. So when I go to the supermarket or when I go to the petrol station, people read my name badge and they go, oh, Glowy Rowy, you help people have a career that they love. Tell me about that. So it becomes a marketing tool because it starts conversation. And obviously, if it's not just your name, it's something really interesting and it stands out, people will notice your name badge. Just a quick side note, make sure it's on the right side of your body so that when people finish reading your name badge, they finish at your face. If it's on the left side of your body, they'll finish reading your name badge and be looking over your shoulder. So that's just a quick tip. Then if you have a uniform that people will remember, the important bit they'll actually remember is the back of your uniform. When you have a great name badge, when you've got a happy smiley face, when you're passionate about your business and you're asking somebody questions, they won't be looking at your uniform. They're going to be looking at your happy smiley face. They're going to be looking deep into your eyes, engaged in your passion for what you do. However, that in itself is memorable. So when you walk away, they're going to have a look at your back. So that's why it's really important to wear tailored clothes. So obviously the skirt that you're wearing or the pants that you're wearing, the corporate trousers that you're wearing are tailored to your body. So it, obviously you look good from behind, but you've got the entire part of your body, your back, that you can put a really big billboard on. You can become a walking billboard for what your business does. And remember, business is a simple process. Find a problem, find a solution, and provide a wow experience. And you can put all of that information on the back of your uniform. So you can have fitness professional specializing in weight loss for women over 40, fitness professional specializing in children's fitness, fitness professional specializing in rugby league players, fitness professional specializing in men over 40 who want to be active till they're 140. Whatever's on the back of your shirt will be the most memorable, and make sure that it's got what you do and what you specialize in. So whether you're an accountant or a landscape gardener or a piano tuner or a window cleaner, make sure that the back of your uniform has got a big billboard on it so people can read it as you walk past. Now, the other thing about that, when you walk towards somebody in a busy street, in a busy shopping mall, in a busy cafe, and you've got a big happy smiley face, they won't be looking at your name badge or your uniform, they'll be looking at your happy smiley face. But because that is so uniquely different in itself, and that's just a side note, a big part of the uniform is your happy smiley face, is your great posture, is the way you hold yourself, because people are attracted to passion and they're attracted to people who deserve respect, which means standing up straight and walking with purpose. They're going to smile at you, or they may not smile at you when you walk towards them, but you'll be smiling. After you walk away, the fact that you were smiling and you were such a positive person is going to be such a unique experience for most people that they will turn around and have a look, and then they'll see your uniform, and your uniform will be telling them who you are and what you specialize in. Now, as long as you've got a name that's memorable, and that's the important part about picking a business name, keep it short, keep it simple. If you can use those letters like X and Y and Z and Q and V that are really memorable, then of course when somebody sees your shirt, then they can then Google you and get in contact with you. That's where your uniform becomes a massive marketing tool. So to wrap all of that up, who are you? What do you stand for? Who is your business? What does it stand for? Be uniquely different and memorable from everybody else that does the same business that you do. Make sure that your uniform is representative of you, your business, what you stand for, and then turn it into a marketing tool. And then wear it. Rather than wear somebody else's logo or somebody else's brand name, be really proud to go everywhere with your uniform on, with your name badge on. And then if you combine that with a uniform for your car, which means exactly what's on the back of your shirt would go on the back of your car, because obviously that's when people are behind you, they've got time to read the back of your car. Everywhere you go now, you are a walking, driving, passionate billboard for your business. Make sure that your uniform is representative of who you are, what you do, what you stand for, and it will excite people to come into your business. And then business will be simple.